My life has been exceptionally blessed. I delight in blessing the lives of my creation. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with instant inspiration. So, my life has been exceptionally blessed. I delight in blessing the lives of my creation. What do I mean when I say my life has been exceptionally blessed? Well, I have had all sorts of ups and downs. I've had all sorts of highs and lows. And the highs have been glorious and the lows have been glorious. The lows have been glorious because I know who I am. Yeah. And no matter what I face in the low, knowing who I am does not make me feel sad for myself. Does not make me feel that I am a terrible person or that I'm not worthy of being part of the human race. and that's what a lot of us feel. We feel we're not worthy of being of the human race because we have some dumb thing. Now, can you imagine this? It's bad enough to have cancer. But people who have cancer feel that they are unworthy of being with other people. They are unworthy of being in the presence of other people. They're unworthy of telling people, you know, that they're whole and perfect because they say it's a lie. And yet, that's the only truth that they know. Now, another area, people with AIDS, that in itself is such a devastating type of disease, and it sort of takes you all at once and sort of wraps you up in a ball and puts you away when you have given it power. But when you don't give it power, somehow or other, it seems to be on hold. Somehow or other, you seem to live for a long, wonderful life, and it does not destroy you. Now, I know a lot of people who have experienced AIDS too, and these people are still living very vital, dynamic lives. One young man is in Florida, a friend of Edith Mary's, and he came down with AIDS, 20 years ago, at least, 20 years ago, and or more. And he was diagnosed as, you know, being a very bad case. Well, he quit his job at the bank, which was a real neat job. He could have stayed there. He quit his job at the bank, and he decided, I'm going to enjoy life. So he starts enjoying life, and he starts liking himself. And as he liked himself, he started putting the proper causes in motion for enjoying a healthy, wonderful body. And so he's a big man, over 6 feet tall and well-built, and he decided, I'm going to become a travel agent. And as a travel agent, I'll get all these perks of trips around various cruises and so forth, because we're supposed to sell the cruises, and they feel that if they take the travel agents on the cruise themselves, that they'll pitch the cruise, which they do. So that's like very inexpensive advertising to get more people to take the cruises. And so the advertising, as it is, the travel agent, having had the cruise, comes back and tells everybody about it. Well, now, in taking this cruise, our friend also took Edith Mary along. And she went along as one of his guests, as his mother, and they just had a ball. They just had a ball. And Edith Mary just acted like the queen herself, and she enjoyed all of the activities, and she enjoyed going to Alaska, going everywhere. Now, you see, you might say that her life has been exceptionally good. Well, that's not the point. The point is, she makes her life exceptionally good continuously. We make our life exceptionally good continuously. And we're the only ones that do it. Now, I delight in blessing the lives of my creation. I, in my morning walk and elsewhere, I include everyone in my family in my blessings. And I see them doing wonderful things. I just let my imagination go crazy as I think about my son, Mark. as I think about my sister Marie and my brother Ray and my brother Howie, yeah, Howie too, and as I think about these people, I let my imagination go wild, and I say, wow, Mark is doing just great. Mark is, you know, enjoying his ideal spiritual, physical, his ideal spirits, mind, and body. And he is physically perfect in every possible way. And he is. And I see him enjoying flying, which is his delight. I see him having more fun, you know, just doing everything. And I see his wife enjoying it with him, and she does. And it's a wonderful arrangement. And then I think of my brother Ray, and I think of him living there in San Jacinto and having just a wonderful mobile home that he lives in. And he has this little dog that dearly loves him and leaps into his lap and leaps into his life and just won't let him feel sorry for himself at any time, which he wouldn't do anyhow. And my brother Howie, I think of him, and I bless him and surround him with joy. I see him on the golf course and out fishing and just doing all sorts of great things. And my sister Marie, I just see her released of all the tensions and pressures of her life, because she's got 6 kids, and each kid is married, and each kid has a lot of children, and now the children are starting to have children. So she has not only grandchildren, but she has great-grandchildren. And they all want to come to Grandma's house, and they all want to be with her. And you know, I have never heard a grandmother say what she said, but she said, you know, I love my grandchildren, but there's a time when I want them to go home. And I just tell them, go home. And she says, you know, I feel so good being able to say that, because I know that that's my privilege, and I love them, but it's a time to go home. I am tired. I am, you know, next year or so, I'll be moving right on into 80, and I am ready to not have to be a mother grandmother, you know, because they like to leave the kids off. She says, oh, some of the kids are just such adorable rascals, and others are such mischievous ones, you know, and they're all good. Her kids were the same way. Nice variety. But I delight in blessing the lives of my creation, and my family is my creation. And of course, I go through the entire campus group here, all 2,000 of our staff here on campus. No, it's 3,000. All 3,000 of our staff on campus, and I bless you each with all my heart and soul. I bless you and your families and your family's families and your family's family's family. And you do keep me busy. You do keep me busy, and I love it. And then I bless all of our students. And I see all of our students doing their work in joyous manner and getting the benefits from it. And I bless all of our ministers. And we got ministers all over the place. And I bless them and see them doing wonderful things. And then I bless who? I bless all our practitioners. And I see them doing wonderful work. And then I bless, what, all of our churches. And then I bless all of our organizations. You know, my goodness sakes, this could take you a month of Sundays to get through all these things. But we have God Unlimited, University of Healing, University of Philosophy, Absolute Monastery, School of the Master, the Worldwide Healing Ministry, the Global Seminars, the Far Valley Ranch, and what else do we have?
The church.
Yeah, that got Unlimited University Healing. Yeah, we have the church. But and then there's lots of other little areas that we have too. And they're just doing wonderful. In fact, our last seminar that we had in Switzerland was so beautiful. It was a Master Consciousness Training course. And everyone in that course received such high ratings, such high appreciation within themselves of what was going on, that they'll never forget it. They'll never forget it. And that's a joy. That's a real joy to be able to do something like that. My life has been exceptionally blessed because I'm surrounded by people who love me, people who believe in me, people who care about me. And I don't need that, but it's a lovely thing. It's a lovely thing. I could be surrounded by people who give me a hard time, and that's okay too, because that's part of the business of being a counselor and being a practitioner, not practitioner, but counselor and minister. What does a practitioner do? A practitioner just looks at the solution and says, it is so. It's done. and their consciousness is so pure, so unadulterated by the apparent problems, that they can see the solution so beautifully, and they say their word, it is done. Now, I bless each one of our practitioners, and they're all around. And a lot of people would like to be practitioners. In fact, they say to me that they'd like to be a practitioner rather than a minister. Not rather than, but they'd like to be a practitioner first. And I say, great. Do you know what being a practitioner is? And they said, well, and I said, I thought so. Being a practitioner, you do not say one word to the people you talk to. You merely say, what is the solution you'd like? And they say, the solution is that I'm whole and perfect. Beautiful. I see you whole and perfect right now. Have a nice day. Goodbye. No other words. Just a statement of the fact. Because if you get involved with the others, then it's counseling. Then it's being a minister. Then it's sticking your nose in their business and feeling, helping them, guide them to a better understanding of themselves. And that's not bad either. But in helping them guide themselves to a better way, you have to first presume, you hear that word? Yeah. You have to first presume that they're not there. And so you help them get to where they are not. And really, they are there, aren't they? They are already whole and perfect. They merely want to do what?
Confirmation.
They merely want to what? Reveal it. They merely want to reveal that which they are. Yes, it's a confirmation, but they want to reveal it. That's the new word that we're working with now, you know. They want to reveal the truth about themselves. And confirmation, yes, is good, but the thing is, it's okay for, and you see, this is where it's a bunch of crap. Yeah. When you need to have somebody confirm something for you, you got a problem. When you need someone to pat you on the back, you're dead. When you need someone to approve of what you're doing, you're a louse. But when you believe in yourself and you know that all the things you're doing are beautiful and good and fantastic, then who needs confirmation? You're merely revealing the true nature of what you are. And you're leaving the old nature of what appeared to be the appearance, the illusions behind. It's a big show that we put on. But my life has been exceptionally blessed, and I delight in blessing the lives of my creation. And it is fun, blessing the lives of my creation. You know that? It really is fun. And it is an exciting adventure, and each of us can do it. Each of us can bless ourselves first. Count your blessings. Now, you've had one session today, or was it two already? Just one. One session in which you're supposed to be writing 50 blessings that have happened to you. Now, let's see, if you divide them up, you would come up with a third. A third this morning, a third this noon, and a third tonight. So, to do 50. Now, what's a third of 50? Mm-hmm. So, 12 and 12
and... 16, hmm? 16 and something.
What?
16
or 17, huh? Okay. So you want to balance it out. I probably should give you an even number you can divide into thirds, like 60.
Oh, no.
Then it's only, no. It's only 15, 15, no, what is it?
45.
60 divided by 3 is 20. So you just do 20 in the morning, 20 at noon, and 20 at night.
You could have defeat 3 times 50.
But you see, this is what we argue about. Now, if I said to you, Sylvia, if I said to you, you can have all of the money that you can count in 2 minutes, would you say you didn't want to count very fast because it's too busy, too difficult? Or would you count like hell? Would you just count as quickly as you could?
Well, it depends. If it's $100,000 bills, then I would count very quickly.
Well, that's interesting. You see, this is true. This is true. This is sometimes where we are. If it's big enough, we'll do it. If it's big enough, we will sell our soul. No, the thing is, in whatever we do, we give our best. Now, if I say to you, you have one half an hour, you have 30 minutes, and let's see, you count as many pennies as you can in 30 minutes. Would you bother? Would you bother? You could come up with quite a few dollars. And if you're good, you see, if you're really good, what will you do? You get a counting machine that counts pennies, or you take a roll of pennies that is worth, how many dollars is a penny roll worth?
50 cents.
50 cents. So you take a roll of pennies worth 50 cents, and you set them right here. And then next to it, you bunch another group up. And then you bunch another group up. And you bunch another group up. You see, you use your head. Mm-hmm. Nobody said you had to count it individually. They said you had to count it. And so if you can count by tens, by fifties, by hundreds, and you see, you, smarty pants, you want to count by thousands, you know. 100,000 yet. Oh, my gosh. You haven't even seen a $100,000 bill.
But you mentioned it.
But it would be fun. But you see, my life has been exceptionally blessed. And when I count my blessings, I count the littlest ones as important as the big ones. Because if it hadn't been for the little ones, I wouldn't have probably opened myself up to the big ones. And so I make sure I bless every single little blessing. I am aware of every single little blessing. And as I'm aware of it, wow, do the doors open for my good. Really, it's fantastic. Now, I delight in blessing the lives of my creation, and I bless them by my word. I see them fulfilled in every beautiful way, and I see them revealing their what?
Divinity.
Yeah, their divinity, their original purity and integrity. Mm-hmm. I see them revealing their original purity and integrity and their divinity, which is the same thing, I'm sure. But when I see that, there's no judgment. There's only great joy and love in Campo tonight. So think about those things. Because that's where you are, that's where I am, that's where we are. My life has been exceptionally blessed. I delight in blessing the lives of my creation. And wow, do I have a lot of creation to bless. And wow, do I have a lot of blessings to give. I love you. I love you. I love you.